If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Dear Albie. Quick note up top. The show is sponsored by Honey today. And I'm guessing most of you already know what that is, but if not, Honey is basically an extension that saves you having to open a new window when you're about to check out anywhere and Google coupon code. It runs them all for you, a lot of them. All kinds of shapes and sizes. They have over 160,000 reviews on Chrome Store and a 4.8 rating. So this isn't some garbage company trying to look good by butting up to everybody. The truth be told, I don't know why they need us. They are awesome. They're fantastic. But here's a call to action. Go to joinhoney.com/pineapple. That's it. Nothing to pay or buy. Just next time you go to check out anywhere. I've mentioned before how I got photo prints half off with a code they pulled out of thin air. They're awesome. Just click on that honey icon in the top corner. Go to joinhoney.com/pineapple and get honey today. And now we are on to the show. What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, for the community, this is an orgy for your ears. I don't know how everyone's going to be able to handle this. I really don't. It's going to be an explosion. Candace is here.
Hello.
The Don is here.
Hello.
My father is here.
Hello.
Jules here.
Hi, guys.
So much happening. I'm here as well. My name is on the show. It is a hit show. I have a hit podcast on a huge medium. I am a mover and a shaker. We have a lot going on. The first thing that happened before anything, okay, we weren't even going to get into this. My mother just screamed at my father saying, you watch porn on the VR.
No.
You watch VR porn. You said on the Oculus you watch porn.
You taught him about porn on the Oculus.
Which is completely fabrication.
Yeah, not true. I never said that. I said on this show,
she discussed virtual reality porn, which we did discuss,
but it was not
Oculus.
But you hadn't watched it before you even had an Oculus. I had the Oculus before he had the Oculus. I watched porn on the Oculus first.
What I'm trying to tell you is that we were talking about, you know, things that I foresee in the future becoming commonplace, normal type of activity.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now, somebody said something about a fleshlight or some, you know, device that men use to
the slapping doll, the doll that slaps when it hits the table. That's we're talking
that,
about the lifelike
or
doll.
Some fleshlight thing or. So I had said that eventually, with all this craziness with COVID and germs and all this shit, that there probably will be a thing where you'll put on Oculus, you'll feel like you're in a room with the girl, then you got the device, and you take care of yourself. You don't have to touch anybody.
That's just special.
Mark my words.
Not completely out of
that shit's going to happen.
Of course.
I believe him.
Absolutely.
I believe him.
Now that you brought it up, will you unequivocally deny you've never used your Oculus for porn?
I absolutely deny.
Okay.
Can you just watch whatever you want on
there?
You're
more than welcome.
I tried it.
That's weird. My Oculus and see what my subscriptions
he golfs
are.
And
I don't have to do that, Dad, because you actually have your Oculus on public.
Okay.
I've seen everything you've ever done.
So you could see.
It comes up, and it's true.
You can see I've done
you
it.
Do, he you do like a
walking tour?
Yeah, he enjoys the walking tour. It's very nice to walking tour, isn't it?
I'm not a huge fan yet of the walking tour. I have taken a few of them. I like Supernatural, you know, the exercise app.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting old now, and Supernatural is a great app.
It's a great
for
app.
Low impact.
Correct.
It's not you don't have to jump up and down. There's no impact on my back or
and
spine.
And there's all kinds of fun music.
Got it.
You can pick your music. So Supernatural, if you're listening, okay.
Can you just you can watch whatever you want on the Oculus?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you could just like put
on
any website.
Ready for somebody in the audience? Yesterday. You know what I did with a friend? I went fishing. Me and a friend went fishing.
I feel like you go fishing all the time.
Me and John Bighead went fishing. I could see him next to me. We went and fished. We went and fished in Korea.
Well, you were bowling with Christopher last week.
Yeah, the other day. Yep.
Oh, wait.
Daddy had a golf match with Chelsea.
Me and Chels are avid bowlers. She bowled herself into the wall the other day. I felt very badly about it.
And wait a minute. I don't understand.
And Cassandra was bowling.
And she threw.
And the remote went flying.
Father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get right into it. There's not a single question to be asked here. However, we talked about something. We came up, I guess because of mailbag, whenever we talked about strange mail. We got a bunch of fruit yesterday.
Yep.
Can you walk me through the fruit?
Sure.
So what happened? And I hear you're a huge, huge, huge proponent of said fruit.
Yeah, probably more than you know. I just found the box intriguing to start off. And
now, you had no idea. You didn't order this fruit. It just showed up.
No, this is a gift.
First of all, it's not my fruit, number one.
Right.
Okay. It belongs to Lauren.
Right.
So my first concern is, why is she opening a box that belongs to Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
So
mom's
turns
opening
out
a box.
That mom's opening the box as well. It's fruit. It's perishable. I want to make sure I put it away or in the refrigerator or whatever has to happen. I said, it's fine, whatever. So she opens the box, and I look inside, and the fruit is uber exotic.
Uber exotic.
I mean, like, exotic.
I haven't heard somebody use the word uber to describe something since Uber was a thing. Wow. Okay, uber exotic. Please tell me. So when you open the box, what do you find?
You find rose apples.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I see is rose apples, and I don't know what a rose apple is.
No,
and I'm
me
in the
either.
Food business. We've been known to buy exotic fruit at the Brownstone for our fruit displays. We've been written up in newspapers for the exotic fruit that was in our fruit displays before people knew what carambola was or star fruit, lychees and dragon fruit and other things. So now I see this apple. I say, I decide that I've reached maximum density, so I'm on a diet again. Like that term, Jules?
Maximum density.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, holy shit.
I was going to say, the evacuation of this episode.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy.
Maximum density.
The man is a fruity.
I decided that I'm going to stop eating shit. Mm-hmm. So I kept myself an apple. So I cut this apple with a knife. And the flesh of the apple, the inside of the apple is like blush pink and red. And it like this amazing color is running through the apple. And I'm like, this is bizarre. So I take a bite of the apple and it's like almost delicious. Like it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's crispy. It's juicy.
Refreshing.
It's tart. It's like, holy cow. This is the best apple I ever ate in my life. So now I'm telling Lauren that this apple's amazing. I love it. And she's like, Daddy, you're so passionate about the fruit or something like that. Like, what's wrong with you?
Now, which would be funny if there was a passion fruit. Was there a passion fruit?
I didn't try the passion
fruit. What else was in it? Was there a pecan?
Okay. So I get this other gizmo, and it looks like some gross, like almost like a hard, like, I don't know, like a ball of some kind. Like it was really
like a racquetball.
Not fun. Kind of like a racquetball, but like a weird color.
Got it.
So I get a knife and I go to cut the thing to find out what's inside. And, and I can't cut it.
Wow.
So now I get a steak knife and I saw it. And I pop it open and it's got these beautiful like green
seeds.
The excitement on your face right now.
Like green.
That cucumber thing.
No, it's like got beautiful green like eggs inside.
Like caviar. Green
egg. Oh wait, that's like a.
I saw a picture of it on the website.
So it's a caviar line.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was gonna say that. That I've heard of. It's like,
so
kinda,
I get the spoon and I dig up the caviar lime and I'm eating the caviar lime and it's like the most fabulous tart. This fruit you ever eat.
But the outside,
I love the
outside is kind of like a kiwi, right?
A kiwi.
No, it doesn't have a fur on it. Then there were these little miniature oranges, tiny little oranges. They
grapes, if you will.
So they call them
like kumquats. They look like grapes.
Amazing
kumquats,
little grape.
Size of a grape.
Amazing little orange-looking oranges. Peel them off, peel the skin off, and you get inside, and it's just like this white, like fuzz ball. It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
So I threw it in the garbage. Oh. But everything else was unbelievably good.
That's going different.
And I want to get the pineapple because it's a what are they called?
We waited for you. They want to try the pineapple.
A pink pineapple. A pink pineapple.
I didn't see it anywhere.
And Aunt Caroline said, no, wait for Uncle I. I said, you know what? He probably cuts a very good pineapple.
On the outside of the box, it was addressed to Lauren. And then all it said in a Sharpie, Lauren, we hope you enjoy the pink pineapple.
Got it.
Then when you open the box on the inside flap, again, Lauren, we hope you enjoy the pink pineapple.
Now, have we verified pink pineapple's a real thing?
Well, there's one upstairs.
Does anybody know who this is from?
No. Well, Josh just ordered a box for himself.
And do we know why this showed up?
We don't know. Lauren.
Did strangers just send?
Lauren called the person that we do all our ads through, and they said that this brand has been sending out to influencers.
Okay.
To get, you know, feedback from.
So this is Safe Fruit.
Safe Fruit. So much so that we just had Josh and Candace and Jules try some fruit out. Josh got right on his phone and ordered a box for himself.
Wow.
We got the variety.
Jules, did you enjoy your fruit?
Oh, well, Valentine's box.
Well, the label, if I had to criticize them at all, okay? If you're going to send me something, put a little piece of paper in there that tells me what everything is.
A little map of sorts.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
Give me a little map.
You want your fruit map.
And take some credit for sending it to me. So I was so like appreciative. The sticker on the outside of the box is Full Moon Fruits.
Uh-huh.
So that must be the company that sells the
fruit.
Right.
Josh went online and ordered some.
But, I mean, I'm hearing, like, you could get a pink pineapple for, like, $100 for one.
$100 for a pineapple?
I'm not so sure I believe that.
Wait, we could order it right there. They had all
because they
different
had the box.
Kinds.
I mean, don't you think that there should
have
been maybe, were there instructions? How did
nothing,
you keep this fruit?
Nothing.
So
I
where did you, you've
refrigerator.
Been just been keeping it in the?
The bananas, of course, the little mini bananas are not in the refrigerator, but everything else that appeared perishable to me, I put in the refrigerator, and that is why I opened it, because Lauren does not live here.
No.
And P.S., influencer people, I have like way more.
Vita would have them at the deli right now.
People than Lauren. So why did the box come to my home addressed to Lauren and not Caroline?
Lauren works that shit. Yeah. Lauren's good.
Are you going to juice them? Yes. Are you going to juice any of them?
I don't think they're juiceable. I am interested in the pink pineapple.
I would like to take the pink pineapple and do it live.
I want you to answer this directly. Are you offended that they didn't send you the fruit?
Not at all.
Who's more famous, you or Lauren?
Lauren is better at
Lauren's a better influencer, without question.
All right,
so Full Moon Fruit sells a pineapple for $39. Now, think about that. Okay, it's not $50 or $100, but $39 for one pineapple?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, but I'll tell you what. I'd pay $5 for that damn apple I ate yesterday. Yeah.
Well, I say we chop this freaking pineapple open live on the air. I mean, pineapple, dear Albie, let's do it.
Josh, I hate to do this to you, but do you mind going to get the pineapple on a knife, please?
Yeah, get a knife.
Josh,
please?
You know where the cutting boards are kept?
I think we should cut it live, too. I think it should all be done right here.
And maybe
bring
a little
the pineapple, the cutting board,
and
a knife.
And a vodka and some club soda down. And we'll see what that's like. I'm dead serious about
Thanks,
the vodka
Josh.
And the soda. I got to get through this. So listen, beyond that, so you were very, very happy to receive the fruit.
Thrilled.
Do you feel, when was the last time you made notes on cheese?
It's been a while.
Did you like doing that as a hobby?
I loved it.
Did you stop because we made fun of you on this podcast?
No.
It seems to have bothered you a little bit.
I don't give a flying shit about what you people think about it.
We still have the cheese.
I must say, though.
I
respect
it. Would you think as a hobby, would it be more complex writing about fruit than it would be about cheese?
I think it would be very comparable. It would be a comparable task. Mm.
And they go hand in hand.
Have you thought about having a fruit book?
Yeah, I think I might just start a fruit book, yes.
I think you should start a fruit book.
Yeah. I think you should, too.
I think you should let your fruit flag fly.
Okay.
What? No, I can't.
I think you should.
You thought about that for a long
time. Just now, I swear to God, just now. Dad, I host a hit show.
Nine out of ten.
Comes so easy to him.
Nine out of ten rooms
out of ten.
You walk into,
to
okay? On top of that, I am a business maven. I am extraordinarily successful. My hair is still here,
handsome.
And I look great.
Yes.
Right.
I look great.
Fine.
Okay?
And I created you. We
and,
made you.
And I have a wit.
Kudos to us.
I have a wit.
Yes.
I talk well to myself during retrograde.
Yeah.
Okay? I get through this. This is how I get through. I'm just being serious.
Well, we're going to eat this delicious pineapple. Josh is going to cut it up
for us. We're going to try the pineapple.
Excellent fruit
That's
cutter.
Great. So, but it's very, very nice that you have these notes, almost like reviews of sorts, you would say.
I did great. I put... copious notes on my cheese book about cheese.
So I'd love to get notes on that and then the notes on the fruit, okay, or the reviews. Is there anything else you'd like to review?
Do you review anything
Did
else,
you review anything
else?
Else
at any given time?
No.
Never.
I mean, I think I personally, and I've said this for a while, I think you'd be great at restaurant reviews.
I agree.
Yeah,
and we've talked
about
this. And you've done them a few times on Instagram.
I did a couple of restaurants.
Well, when we go, per se, of course.
But have you ever like considered restaurant reviews?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have
I
you
think
ever done
be
it?
Excellent.
I think it would be a fun job. It would something I'm passionate about. Something I know a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. I would definitely do that.
Candace, I want you to read a review that you may have seen online, and then tell me if this rings a bell.
Listen.
I can't even tell you what restaurant it was, but go ahead.
But you know.
No, I don't.
No, it's not a bad review.
Hang on. No.
I never would write a bad
review. Wait. Ken, I just want you to give me the date and a review, and then you tell me if it sounds familiar, because maybe you're wrong.
Okay.
What's up, guys? So we'd like to welcome Gobble to the show, new partner. So they actually sent us some boxes, and they were fantastic. And let me tell you something, the way we've been working and the stuff they sent me, Chris, Jules, Mom, Candace, it's something considered, I would go as far as to say sacrilegious to eat prepared meals for Italians. But I am done with that attitude for sure. These were amazing. It was so easy. It was one of those things where I made it in about 15 minutes. We ate it, and it was just so, so good. Go to gobble.com/pineapple because they know us. They're fans of the show, which we appreciate. Gobble.com/pineapple to get 6 for 36. But let me tell you what they do. They have an army of sous chefs pre-proportioning and prepping the ingredients. So they chop the stuff for you, create spice blends. They basically set up everything for you except the cooking part. I tried their dinners, but they had breakfast, soups, salads, desserts. I mean, you name it, it's there. I don't even know if I missed anything. There were just so many different options that were, I was like overwhelmed, but it was awesome. Everything in there was awesome. Definitely try it out. Here's the thing I like. You can try them, and if you don't like it, cancel it. Boom, done. Skip weeks, whatever. But I like that I don't have to go to the grocery store, wait for delivery. The Gobble box shows up, and I cook. It's a very, very, very nice thing. So thank you to Gobble. One, for the free food for everyone, because that it really went over big. We should do a segment just on that. Mom was like shocked. She thought I sent her a gift. It was right around Christmas time. I had to basically, you guys saved me one. Let's put it that way. I'm going to out myself here. That actually just showed up. But thank the Gobble folks for that. And number two, for obviously being part of the show. So gobble.com/pineapple gets you 6 meals, $36. 6 meals for just $36. Thank you guys. It means the world to us. Go check them out and back to the show.
The date, 7/4/17.
Oh, it's quite a while.
I won't remember.
Yeah, it's quite a while.
Lots of Yelpers are frustrated food critics. This place just opened 7/4/17. Most of you need to get a life. Do you remember this?
I didn't know that's what it said. Dad, that's very you. Did you write that?
I remember this day. I remember when you wrote it. I remember being here that day. And I respected your review because it was accurate. Do you remember the place? You loved it.
That's the entire review?
Yes. That's the entire review. You loved it. It was a place you loved.
Tack Room?
No. It was extremely underrated, the place.
2017.
Huh? Extremely underrated. And it was
Tack
in July.
Tack Room wasn't open in 2017. No. That is a major casualty of the coronavirus, yes. Tack Room. Tack Room was a wonderful place.
I don't know what that is.
With lots and lots of major investment to put that place together, and it's a crime. Probably the best American chef. Well, not probably the best American chef. Period.
I never heard of this. I never heard of the Tack Room.
Oh, we loved going there. Great vibe.
I'm sorry. What place?
Do you
was
remember?
It? No, I don't remember writing it.
Now I forgot the name, but it is the place. Hold
the
on.
The fish place.
The fish place. You know that place, Seafood Village.
Seafood Village.
Right where Gyro Grill is.
Gyro Grill.
Ah,
you
okay.
Loved it.
Yes. Well, I didn't love it. I liked it. I thought it was very good. I mean, you have to keep things in perspective. For what that place was, it was very good.
It was.
Okay. You could go for a boil. You could just pick up a bag of stuff and throw on a table. And
that
really
was the best part
feast
of the whole thing.
That was our summer.
It's probably not
weekend.
The best.
How many times did we get takeout?
Area yeah. For that. You know, like people around here.
Everybody thinks of it as the buffet.
Yeah.
You run the gambit in this area from people that are dreadfully cheap to people that are super, super, bougie and people that are absolutely not afraid to spend money on food. And, you know, that's what's unique about this area. You know, two blocks away from one spot, you may have a guy that thinks, you know, $3 for a Big Mac is a ripoff, and another guy, you know, would buy a burger, a $99 burger at DB Bistro. You know what
right.
I mean? So
right.
It's a very unique place to live.
But I miss Village.
That was, and I don't eat seafood.
No,
but
remember how many times you got
well,
it?
I have found the place it. Like it in Elmwood Park, although I think it's a chain. I'll review it for you.
I'd like a professional like.
So
review.
Did I definitely write that review?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. I don't remember what the problems were, but, you know.
Somebody was talking shit.
Are you know,
writing. And you stuck up for them.
Oh, there was, yeah. We had any others.
There are others. You stuck up for that person, which I respected. You you also reviewed the AT&T store.
I remember this.
You
day,
were not AT&T. Happy.
Well, AT&T store, that was unbelievably bad.
Yes.
Yes,
and,
you were not happy.
I can't stand bad customer service. And when you wait to go to the AT&T
and
store,
this one.
And
this one
the guy
that.
Has a "we're closed" sign on the door, and then as you're walking to kill some time, you see him walking out of like some pizza shop or a coffee shop,
right.
And then goes into the restaurant and then hides in the back after he opens the place and lets you sit there for 10 minutes without coming out. That deserves a better view.
He remembered that one.
I remember that night, too.
Place should be closed
that
down.
That was exceptionally, like...
It probably did close down, because the AT&T store
service.
Locally over here did close.
It was, this was in Midland Park, I believe.
Midland Park, Godwin Ave. Yeah, it was awful, awful, awful service.
But the point of this whole thing is that we respect your reviews.
I think, honest to God, I encourage you to bring back the cheese book and the fruit thing.
Me too.
And I think having a live fruit review is going to be just the thing we need.
I think that's what
we're
about to do if Josh ever comes down.
I'm a little worried about how long this is taking,
yeah,
Josh.
No, he's cutting it.
Yeah, but I told him to cut it here live. Remember?
What I'm thinking of is...
I said bring it down.
What I think you want to do is, you know, you could ask me to come in once a month, and I'll have the fruit tip of the month.
Yes,
yes,
oh, yes, yes, please. Okay,
fruit so tip.
I'll give you some Jules. Exotic, amazing
right.
fruit
Jules, you're getting
that you could get.
Yes, I am taking notes.
Fruit tip.
You could get somewhere.
Right.
You know, I'll give you an idea where you could buy it, and we'll go that way.
I love that.
There you go.
Fruit tip of the month.
Will you pair a fruit with a cheese?
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Oh,
well, because they do go hand in hand.
Now,
and
no,
we take another
I think,
step with a wine.
I think
what?
Well, I think you should go in layers. Okay, where it should be, you know, like beginners.
Right.
Okay, and then like a little bit of a, you know, like a middle of the road,
right.
And then, you know, slightly off track, mm-hmm. which is a little bit of a risk, and then like a walk on the wild side,
like
which
the
is
exotic,
like, you know,
the pure.
Yeah.
Exotic.
I could do, you know, super mega premium liquors for you. You know, like great bourbon. Sneaky
you should
bourbon,
definitely be reviewing things
you
all
review,
the time.
But I really think it should be mostly fruit and cheese because that
yeah.
is
the thing.
Right, and the cheese I wanted. I remember I got yelled
well,
at so many
like
times.
It's
kind of
like our version.
Let me touch it.
It should really be our version of like a Dear Don. We've been talking obsessively about bringing Dear Don back. You should have your own little thing where you just review, just a little review.
But I think an entire show about reviewing
know.
Things
it's
would
a,
be boring.
It's a little,
yeah, I like to
you know,
like you just
yeah.
said,
let me
once
sneak
a month.
In a review like right. once a month
well,
or something like
do
that.
Do you want to do a live tasting? Review
we're about to
or a no I'm saying like every month do we
no,
do a live tasting
especially now if we you know if we're allowed to live again and he's able to open it up it's gonna
well,
be challenging
what
together.
I could do is I could come
I
up with some
time.
Exotic dish like I'll do foie gras or maybe caviar or something that's a little on the exotic side and explain to the people in the room what it's supposed to taste like, what you're looking for when you taste it, and then let everybody taste it and give, you know, everybody can either go, oh my God, it's disgusting or it's delicious or whatever, and give you a chance to, you know, understand something
exotic
about different fruit.
I just feel like we are on
the cusp
of something great here, and I just kind of feel like a very, very simple.
I think the exotic hour.
A
the
fruit and cheese.
Hour.
Yeah, well, the exotic aller.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's really...
This is taking way too long.
He's cutting it.
Josh should have... All
it.
He had to do was get a knife and
listen,
a pineapple
he wanted
and bring
to come
it down.
A nice, clean,
but we wanted
a fresh
to see what it looks
fruit.
Like cut.
When
you're
he's here,
see what it looks like cut.
This is taking too... You should give him the chancla when he's back.
I am going to give him the chancla.
No.
You know what?
No,
I had greater plans.
He's cutting the pineapple for
okay?
us.
He's cutting it.
Can we check on him? Should we call? Can we call him? What's going on here?
Should I call him and be like, hello?
Because truth be told, I didn't want to cut pineapple.
Real quick, before we get into it, your daughter, your granddaughter, is getting a dog.
Yes.
What is the name of the dog?
I believe it's Polly.
Polly or Polly?
No.
Prefers
not this one.
Not prefers. I'm telling you what I hear.
I'm talking about. Candace
we don't prefer. We don't prefer. This is what happened.
No, it's
she
not.
Said,
you
and we just confirmed.
You stole the dog's
we
name.
We called. No. I don't. First of all, I would have never picked Paula.
No, right.
This fell into my lap. Lauren said, Marky said, I want to name the dog Polly.
That's right. I heard that.
Right. Yes. And I said, well, it's a girl, so why don't we just name her Paula and we'll call her Polly? And everybody's like, sure. So we went ahead and this was the dog's name for a week and a half.
But I've
made
been telling
a meme.
Them, no, it's not
well,
Polly.
Well, I asked Marquesa for a clarification.
Yes. And?
And according to Queso, as I call her.
Right.
The dog's name is Polly.
All right, well, hold
right.
on.
I think she's being influenced by her mother now.
And I will prove it to you right now. I didn't want to come up with receipts, but here we are.
Okay.
Lauren, this is in the family group text. I told Marky to choose three names if we get a dog. She said Cutie.
Yes.
Cutie was number one, yeah.
Cutie Pie.
Yes.
And Polly.
But she
wait.
Misinterpreted what she was saying because clearly
yeah.
Polly.
Which was what I would think too, right? And Dad said, Polly, with an exclamation point and a question mark, boy or girl dog. Lauren goes, it's a girl, LOL, but she said Polly.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You couldn't be
right.
more
That's
clear.
That's Lauren misinterpreting what Marky said. Clear as day, she said, I said, what do you want to go with Didi? Her name is Polly. And I said, oh, you were sitting right there, Ken.
I was,
Polly
but
Pocket.
I was also involved the first half when she was Paula, well, and we made a meme.
Okay,
and
that is cool. It's coming on Monday,
now,
right?
Yeah. Now later, Lauren said, I just registered Polly to be an emotional support dog. Okay.
Well, you have to because if you're going to, you know, like, this dog is pretty much like a pocket dog, right?
Yes, yeah. It's very small.
Polly Pocket.
Very, very small.
Polly Pocket.
And you would just bring her on the plane with you.
Well,
or wherever
you know she's
you go.
Flying in.
Right, so she's going to have more air miles than Lauren.
She's coming straight from Korea.
She said she goes, she's on a flight from JFK from Korea. We have to pick her up.
Yeah, she picked up on Monday.
Polly, this is crazy. Anyway.
Does Polly go to Canada first or something that I hear?
There is something about Canada involved. I'm not really sure how Canada got involved, but it did get involved.
Now, when Polly gets here,
right?
Do they have, like, a liaison from...
Yes, you had to pay for
this
liaison.
I mean, you
liaison.
Need to clean this dog.
Well,
the dog's going to be in a crate from Korea. It's going to shit itself, right?
Exactly. So that's what we just discussed. And I said to Lauren, this dog is going to smell like piss paw to the max when it gets out. So my advice is to take the dog right from the airport and go right to the groomer and clean that little fucker up because he's going to smell. So Lauren's like, no, they're going to wipe it down. I go, this is more than a wipe down. This is a flay from Korea. As a dog, it's going to be covered.
Well, if they have the right crate, it'll be okay because you don't have to sit in the piss. It goes like through a grate and it goes underneath.
Aww.
But bottom line is there would be like almost like large wipes that they use
for a dog. That's what they said.
And they could give it a reasonable cleaning.
But,
you know? But I don't want to bring the dog home and throw it in the freaking sink to clean it right away.
Well, no.
They scared the shit out of it.
This dog is clearly going to be traumatized a bit by the time it gets here.
I think you two are secretly more excited than she is for the dog.
I'm very excited about
it. I know you're very excited. And you, whether you admit it or not, Don, were very excited.
I so enjoy when Chris and Cassandra bring their puppies over, grand puppies. All right. And Lauren's like, well, this dog's going to be yours. I'm like, no, I don't want a dog.
Well, because you know that the dog
like we'll
could
be cool
be yours.
If the dog if Lauren says I'm going to a wedding, can
right.
I let you have the dog for a night,
That's
night,
fine.
Two
right.
nights, no problem.
Yeah, you'll right. love the dog
but
for those times.
To take possession of the dog is first of all, Marky would never even let that happen.
She's so excited.
She's got the bed, the crate, the thing, the pen, she crawled into the dog crate the other day. Locked herself in. She's
super excited.
You know, like she's all juiced up.
Guys, can we check on Josh, please?
Should I go check on him?
Yeah, this is a little long. I feel like something might have been in that green tomato or whatever he just opened up.
Well, he opened up the
pink pineapple.
No, you mean
now it's a while. He has gone a while to cutting a pineapple. Just yell, is he alive? Just Josh.
This is it's taking a bit.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dad, you know, I'm here. I'm not here very often. I said to Mom just now, hey, listen, you know, we have the bacon for garlic and oil. And she goes, are you for real?
It's 9:30. I got to make them all yours.
I didn't eat.
What else you got to do?
I have to actually. I got a large order for my soaps, etc., and they're coming tomorrow to pick them up, and I have to frost the cupcakes. That they need to dry.
All right, I'll just order then.
No, I'll make it for you. You pain in my ass.
I got a girl that lives with me now that doesn't complain at all when I do this.
Well, good. That's what she's supposed to do.
Look at that. See, now.
What's Jules' story? I want to learn a little bit more about
Jules.
Go
ahead, Dad.
Does Jules have a boyfriend?
Oh. I have a friend who I hang out with a lot down at the Berkeley.
Wow. This is breaking news. I didn't think of it. That. This is what happens when Dad's on the show.
I heard a rumor about that.
He's still cutting the pineapple. He is cutting it. He totally ignored us about bringing the knife down.
I'm glad because I didn't want the mess down here. Where was he going to cut it down
here? How big is this pineapple?
I don't know.
It's a normal small pineapple.
He's meticulous with cutting.
Should we be getting footage of this?
So Jules has a boyfriend, right?
Yes, Jules has a secret boyfriend she won't tell us about.
I think I know about this guy. Is it the same guy that I heard rumors about last year?
I don't know
who
that is. Rumors.
They refer to him as Chris Angel.
Oh,
that's him.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
What? I can't believe that just happened. This is usually where I make notes to cut something out of the show. I mean, Jules doesn't have a pen handy. Mm-mm. It's 28:44 if you want to know, but.
Just let it go. She's embarrassed.
It's up to her.
Let it. No, you know what? If he's not.
No, I think I was just going to say, I would find it hard to believe that somebody has not gobbled up Jules because she's just the cutest thing in the world.
She's precious.
She's
wow.
A great kid,
she
too.
She's a cat.
She really Jules.
She's a gem.
She's got
Jules,
a beautiful
a
smile. She's cute.
I told her. She could just say
she's a
Y or
nice
N.
Nice catch. She's a nice catch.
Do you
catch.
Have the boyfriend Y or N? And she will not answer.
It's a special somebody. That's it. It's not a committed relationship.
Oh, well, I don't need
perhaps.
Details on what
I just
kind of
need
friend
a
Y or
N.
I'm just saying. You know, this kid deserves a nice boy.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a lovely girl.
Thank you. Next. I don't think he'll come on the show. I've mentioned it, and I don't know if he's going to come on again.
But he's afraid now?
Yeah, I think he's afraid.
He's afraid? How so? Like, we're throwing a microphone back and forth right now. This is like
it's flipping.
This is
I'm
like
watching.
when Kid Rock and Aerosmith were like, you know, doing Walk This Way, throwing the microphones. So he's afraid to come on the show?
I think he knows he's going to get roasted by Chris and Urbano.
Well, I mean, it depends who he's going on the show with.
Yes.
I mean, going on with Urbano would probably be a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be something. But listen, I'm not going to say anything, but let's say hypothetically this was true. What I once said was, it's literally, and I think it's actually changed me and Chris's relationship a little bit. He was my favorite Berkeley employee. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing.
That was well known.
And I
yes.
said, it was like the unstoppable force of a hug meets the immovable object of a smile.
Yes.
That is what this relationship would be. It would be a combustion of like, oh my God. But I think he's a little afraid of me now. Honestly,
yeah.
I really do.
I think he's a little afraid.
The pink pineapple.
Wow.
The pink pineapple.
First of all, can we get footage of this? You yes. cut this to perfection.
I told you he's meticulous.
Guys, really quick.
Oh, two plates.
I don't know if you guys will get this reference, but the complexion is that
of a sushi.
Live
result. Oh, he brought us pork.
The complexion is like a
John
Kobe, a well-marbleized steak, a Kobe beef, or a toro. If you are a sushi fan.
Josh, should you try it?
Well, just for the sake
good?
Of...
Here we go. Let's watch. Here we go.
It's just,
wait.
It's pink.
Real
really
quick.
Is.
Dad, roll. Wait, only Dad, please. And then give us your review, Dad.
All right, so
let's
wait.
Get his reaction.
It's really great.
How would you describe it to us, to the audience?
All right, I'm going to try it, too.
Go ahead, Ken.
It's bizarrely sweet. Clearly a pineapple, but sweeter than a pineapple. It doesn't have that little bit of tartness that a pineapple usually has.
It is fabulous.
It's pineapple.
It's fabulous.
All right, let me get it here.
Guys, it's pineapple.
Josh, enjoy some. Enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Very sweet pineapple.
There, here we go.
It's delicious.
Very pretty to look at.
It's beautiful. Josh ordered the fruit.
It would be a showstopper on a
It's clearly superior to a regular pineapple.
It is definitely.
It's not as bitter.
Mm.
It's got the tartness out of
it's
a pineapple.
It's absolutely delicious.
Right?
Truly delicious. And I'm happy to be enjoying it
here
on Zero.
And for, you know, this is why she's a terrible. You're getting a review of somebody who's a regular pineapple. Bottom line, she has no business reviewing food.
I'm going to mix it with a little bit of vodka.
You eat well done steak. I mean, really?
So what? Terrible.
You can't taste a well done steak.
I didn't say it was a bad pineapple. It's clearly
you
a pineapple.
You said it was regular.
But it's milder in taste than a pineapple, but it's not that
it's,
different.
It's special.
It's totally delicious.
It's very special.
And a regular pineapple sucks.
No,
honestly.
Regular pineapples are fantastic.
If with mixed with vodka, yes. But on its own, I don't eat it. This, I would eat on its own. Delicious.
It's it doesn't have the tartness of a pineapple, but
I just
it clearly
put
is
one
a pineapple.
In my cup.
Wow, it's so good.
Pour vodka over during the week. And I will do it later.
It is so good.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's absolutely the best pineapple I ever ate.
I have to agree
Josh,
with him
100%. Josh, you had it?
Do you agree, Josh?
I think this gives regular... I think... What is it? Is it pink pineapple?
Pink pineapple.
I think pink pineapple gives regular pineapple the chancla.
Mm-hmm.
It is a smoother pineapple.
And I'll tell you what...
No tartiness at all.
It doesn't have
Are we going to talk about... First of all, who the
People
hell is this
to
company...
Go to Full Moon Fruits and buy pink pineapple.
Who the hell is this
who
company
sent this
right
delicious
now,
box
okay?
Of treats.
Not a sponsor of us. Every... Freaking code word is pineapple, and you've got the balls
right.
to send
not
our
right.
sister a pineapple.
Right.
And not us.
You send a pineapple to this house.
Where Albie lives and breathes.
Yeah, look
this
what we
basement.
Just did. We just gave them the best freaking review money could buy, and they did nothing. No sponsorship. Nothing.
No.
And we're just sitting here enjoying it on air.
Eating a pineapple.
You know what, Jules? Please ask them to listen. Tell them what we've done.
I can send them an email. People have been emailing us, ask if they'd be on the show, and I'm like, sponsor us and we'll talk.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right, Jules.
Wow, Jules shaking
That's
people
right.
down.
That's it.
That's right. The negotiator.
Multiple emails this week, actually.
Don Jules. Jules is literally
Jules.
Shaking people down. No, the pink pineapple could be a thing.
I'm going to tell you where that pink pineapple would be a mega hit. You know what I'm going to say.
And I'm going to say inside of a drink.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yeah,
you think I
sure.
did? I
right.
put one.
Sure.
Ma,
we
right here.
Vodka
I put one in my cup for
yep.
later.
You know how we do that?
So good.
That would be, like, amazing.
Oh, you mean, like, when we put the vodka and we leave it?
Yes, when we mm-hmm. leave it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so it's easily best pineapple mm-hmm. I ever had. Spent very good.
What do we know about the pink pineapple? Where does it hail from?
I didn't even know there was such a thing until an hour ago.
And it's deceiving because it looks just like a regular pineapple.
It's the same color as the apple, the blush, the rose apple.
Hmm.
But I like this a lot more than the rose.
How
apple.
Big was this pineapple, Josh,
pineapple.
Compared to regular
it was
pineapple?
It was normal.
Regular pineapple
you
size?
You think it was a regular
it
pineapple?
Was it pink,
the head of,
was it pink
it
on the outside?
The,
no indication
so
that it's pink
you wouldn't
inside.
Have any idea until you opened it up?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks just like a regular pineapple.
It's
but
like,
it didn't have the, what do you call that?
Yeah, but maybe they took it off.
South America?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. There's a robot vacuuming
I mean, that's a nice
in the distance.
Put on your fruit display. Cause
so if you
fun.
Had a dad real quick, if you had to put this in your notebook, your book of fruit, okay? And you had to put first thing, the first thing is general attributes, okay? Sum it up in three different single words. Adjectives.
Just sweet, very juicy, delicious.
That's sweet, it. Juicy, delicious.
It,
okay.
It's I think
Well,
part
no,
of a
next
so
next
it's mild.
Well,
it's a mild
no, for, hang on,
pineapple.
Hang on. Let the man fill out his notebook. He went sweet, juicy, delicious, okay? And then it's occasion, the perfect fruit for blank. Where would you
Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I ordered the Valentine's Day box.
You did.
It came with the pink pineapple.
It's a great Valentine's Day
great.
Very
okay.
very pretty color pink.
The last just freestyle riff general comments.
Coral salmon.
I don't know. I just think that it's a very, very healthy, fun little hobby. I think they should do like a fruit of the month club, like Murray's does the cheese of the month, where they send you a few pieces of exotic fruit every month. Buy a little notebook, make notes. There's exotic fruit that you wouldn't even know existed. Like the caviar lime.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend that.
Give it a rating 1 to 10.
This pineapple?
Yeah.
Oh, 10.
Oh, okay. Mom?
10.
Ma, can.
On the scale of pineapples, 10.
Jules?
10.
What is this company again? Say it again.
Well, really quick, before we get into all that.
Because we're gonna talk
I forget.
About.
I mean, you know, you could shout them out.
It's
but
cool.
they
what
nice.
Was it?
But I got news for you.
Full
I got,
moon fruits.
I got
full
a,
moon fruits.
I got a fruit,
come on.
I got a fruit plug. There are these guys that we call them the Indiana Jones of fruit. We actually tried to get a reality show done on these guys. They go and they trade in all these. They have a base in Grenada. that they go and they warehouse all their fruit, but he goes to all these crazy exotic countries and makes deals with the local people.
Well, I'll tell you what. They did send, there was a label attached to the outside of the box that said this box may contain, and it had a list of, I'd say, about 20 different fruits, Al, and the origin, and they were from all over the world.
Well, I have to tell you, this company needs to sponsor the
all right,
show.
Guys.
It's criminal.
We're going to hit them up.
Full moon. Wait,
I mean,
we're not going to shout that out.
Stay in the store. No, that's fine. Go ahead.
We're going to say, I expect boxes to Julie, Juliet.
Wow.
To
Julie.
Albie,
Julie. Jesus. She just renamed you Julie.
Candace. So they themselves can. And okay, it was addressed to Lauren. P.S. We ate it.
Right, we ate it all.
Lauren's going to need a box because we ate her shit. Anyway.
Yeah, Lauren actually texted me before. Right. I meant to say it out loud, and I did it. And then saved me the
time. Either way, fun little day. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
We love you all so much.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.